This is 10 Seconds to Happy, where a little knowledge can make a really big difference, and so can a few seconds. Hey, everybody. Today's podcast is on Can Serotonin Hurt You? Almost everyone knows that serotonin is a neurotransmitter required for a sense of well-being and bright mood. Most antidepressants focus on the deficit of serotonin in the brain to alleviate depression. But for those of you who do not suffer from depression, you might not give serotonin a second thought, but you should, because if you are like most people, serotonin is driving you to be better than others in every possible way. The upbeat, confident feeling that serotonin gives you got wired in thousands of years ago to ensure that your behavior would keep you safe and alive. And today, humans still chase serotonin hits all day long. Are you a sore loser? A know-it-all? Do you like to brag or post on Facebook a great meal or your vacation spot? Chasing serotonin can have an adverse effect on your relationships when you start to ignore the feelings of others. If you have ever made a joke at someone else's expense but couldn't resist because you just knew others would laugh, serotonin is why you did it, unless of course you really dislike the person. Do you hate to give in to an argument because it is too uncomfortable to let anyone think that you could be wrong? Have you ever insinuated that you make more money than someone else or had to mention just what an important person you had lunch with? Do you always find a way to announce your children's latest successes or start using a tanning booth by December? You are chasing serotonin. Once you know this, it would benefit you to be aware in conversation when the need for serotonin creeps in and you are feeling the urge to hijack the conversation or boast because you need to feel better than others in the room. Remind yourself that serotonin is just a reward you chase by exercising that distasteful behavior. But there is a better way. Resist those urges and allow others to have their serotonin moment in the sun. Now, initially, this will feel uncomfortable, but later on, you will feel that serotonin rush when you realize that you controlled your behavior and your tongue, the most difficult organ in your body to control. When you find that other people are now drawn to you on a more regular basis and want to call you their friend, serotonin will flood your brain because it loves to reward you when you are there to help others. Now, this sounds counterintuitive, but serotonin just wants you to feel that you are better than others. And sometimes you can by putting others first. So choose the path of most resistance and you will receive a more long-term reward. Okay, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. That's it for now. Be sure to leave your comments and keep on smiling.